Highlighting Arizona and highlighting food is what we're doing here in this particular hour. Wrapping up our highlight of Gila County, talking about riding, roping, and recipes. Recipe book by Nancy Shepherd. World record stunt woman can ride a horseback standing in a saddle twirling two ropes at one time. You can actually YouTube her, Nancy Shepherd, and see a video of her twirling in a parade in Globe, Arizona in 2011, when she is 85 years old.
She's incredibly nimble. I couldn't believe how well she did that. She wasn't on horseback anymore, but she could still twirl those ropes.
That girl's got heart right there. We'd like to introduce to y'all the Romero's favorite little local food blogger and author, Joni Simon. Joni, talk about food and barbecue. You have brought in a spread here this morning.
Well, I got to feed you.
It would
break my heart to know if anybody was hungry. That's cardinal sin right there.
Rosie was wanting to know, could you make it into Nancy Shepherd's cookbook? Do you have a stunt you can do for us?
Yeah, you need to do rodeo stunt.
That was like a past life of illustrious roping, right? No, I have unfortunately not inherited those skills. I stick to the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, let's talk barbecue for a little bit. So the barbecue recipe that I made from the book, by the way, in that cookbook, there was no little bites of anything. It was meat, it was beans, it was pancakes, and dessert.
And he loved it.
They had a coffee gravy.
Yeah.
Coffee gravy? Did
yes,
you try that?
Did.
No, we
not
haven't
yet.
Gotten that far.
Oh, I'd be super curious. That sounds really good, though.
Yeah.
How was your barbecue?
The barbecue was good. It was a little bit vinegary. And it only called for like a tablespoon, but it just had that vinegar flavor. And I think that was very popular at the time. These stunt people, most of them were born in the early 1900s, and they didn't have all the variety of seasonings and things that we have now. So it was kind of basic. It was ketchup and mustard and brown sugar and vinegar. You know, just real basic. So
yeah, I love the vinegar though when you do it with barbecue, just because it, you know, if you've got a really fatty brisket or something, it just cuts through so nicely and gives you that rounded out flavor. But was it a good sauce though?
It was very good.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of a barbecue snob. I don't know if
I told you
that. Yeah.
Where did you develop these barbecue snobberies?
Well, I was born in Memphis,
So
that's just never left me, and I can rarely find a barbecue that I love.
Well, and you know, that's the thing, is there's so many varieties. You know, what barbecue means somebody from Texas versus what barbecue means somebody from Memphis, worlds apart.
But well, what's your favorite?
Well, you know, I mean, I love to barbecue. We've got a smoker in the backyard, but there is a really great little spot called Little Miss Barbecue. You have to go. I was talking to Romy, and he's like, Joni, yes, I concur. This place is great. It's over on 43rd Street in University, so it's kind of a weird little spot. But Scott Holmes is the owner, and he was a professional on the barbecue circuit. He learned the masters, you know, from the masters in Austin. So it's Austin-style barbecue. It's very simple, you know, not a whole lot of sauce. It's really about that fall off the bone, just gorgeous, fatty meat. And that is what he's doing. And his sides are outstanding as well, you know. Everything from the collard greens to the mac and cheese, but really the barbecue. And he, you know, he's just one of those guys that you meet him and he's working the line every day, and you see him in there and he's just so excited to share his food with you. His face lights up. But it's fair warning, you got to get there early. They sell out nearly every single day. Like, I get there at maybe about 10:45 for lunch. You line up, you get your plate, and there's just great outdoor seating. It's super community-based. You're going to make some friends when you go down there. It's just hospitality. It's fine.
Sounds like he hit it right, and it's just weekdays and just lunch.
Yes. He's got a super exclusive thing going on. It's not any fancy bells and whistles. It's really just all about that barbecue, which I appreciate. I mean, ambiance is certainly a thing, you know, at restaurants.
Well, that's very Southern, the community thing, just gathering to eat. That's...
Yeah.
You're sharing a piece of yourself when you eat with somebody. That's,
absolutely. You know. Big old picnic table.
Yeah.
So it's some really good cue, though.
Now, what did you bring in here this morning?
What did I bring in here? Well, I brought you some smoked salmon because I thought, well, you don't just, you know, smoke beef. We can smoke all sorts of things. And so this is a smoked salmon. I got a big old fillet from Fry's, and I rubbed it down with a nice bit of salt. Well, a lot of salt, actually. A cup's worth of salt, a cup's worth of brown sugar, some paprika, and a little bit of pepper. And you let that cure overnight so it kind of draws all the moisture out of it. And then you can smoke it super, super quick out on my smoker on the back patio. My husband helps me out. It's kind of a fun little, you know, family thing we do together, and it infuses that nice mesquite smoke into that fish.
It's a lot better than that smoke, whatever it is in the package, right?
The fish leather.
Yeah, the fish leather. And Rosie, do you remember when you brought all that salmon home from, where'd you go?
We were in Traverse City, Michigan.
And the guy had done this wonderful smoked salmon, and you brought home the recipe. Do you remember what we soaked that in? It was
well,
Seven
Up. He took a 5-gallon paint bucket, and he put like 4 liters of Seven Up, a bag of brown sugar. It was just two or three things, and he would just soak it. And in Michigan, he'd just leave it outside with a mosquito net over the top of it. But you need to chill it a little bit overnight, like you were saying. And then he just took that thing out and smoked it. I mean, it was like eating salmon candy.
This salmon
tastes like salmon. His salmon tastes like salmon candy. I like your smoked salmon better.
Well, thank you.
It's not fish at all. It's just got a nice mellow flavor. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Now, if someone wasn't jotting the actual recipe down, where would they be able to find that?
Yep. I just posted it this morning on my homepage, joaniesimon.com, JOANIE, in case the spelling throws people for a loop all the time. So okay. joaniesimon.com, I've got it right there on the homepage.
What's it called?
Do you have a creative name? I haven't really named it other than it's a sweet smoked salmon because it's got a nice bit of brown sugar in there. But if you got a creative name, I'm definitely all ears.
And then you're serving it on a little bagelette. What do you call those?
I like that. A bagelette. It's a mini bagel. I'm going to call them bagelettes. I'm going to call Chompies and say, hey, guys, I got a new branding thing for you. But yeah, just some small mini bagels from Chompies, of course, our local bagel factory.
That's chive and green onion sour cream?
Yeah, I just took some cream cheese. Threw some chives in there, a little bit of garlic, because I thought, what does Rosie need at 7 a.m. but some garlic? But beat that together.
Well, I could eat salmon 3 meals a day.
Yeah?
I love salmon. I really do. And when you bring it in smoked just like that, served on top of that little bagelette, that's a meal I could eat.
Do you have a preference, Joni, of the farm-raised or the...
That's kind of a personal preference depending on people's backgrounds, also price point, things like that. But wild caught is definitely the way to go just in terms of flavor.
Wild caught beats farm raised every time. It's Rosie on the House. When we get back, we'll be talking more food and more Arizona.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.